Hi, I'm Maura Pirlo, and this is When Grief Calls. I spent most of isolation talking to my mother. She died last April. I began to mourn her years earlier when dementia first visited. My mother begged to go home to her beloved house, where she had reigned for nearly 50 years, an iconic residence that was the envy of passers-by but often toxic for the family she battled there, along with unseen enemies. A place where my mother took comfort but could no longer manage, despite thinking she couldn't survive anywhere else. My mother had two dominant personalities, fun-loving and difficult. Dementia hitched its wagon on the second one, driving her farther away from friends, from family, from life. Her death was still raw when Australia went into lockdown and despair crept in, about the past and how it dances around the present, a constant reminder that you can never bury trauma deep enough to destroy it. I had hoped my own trauma would have been decomposed by now, layers of painful memories fossilized in rock. But when COVID-19 slowed down the world, trauma and grief turned up on my doorstep hand in hand, a double fortress that proved impossible to escape. During lockdown, I grieved for my childhood, for my mother, for the relationship we both wanted but couldn't have. The words flowed not on paper but in my head, all the things I wished I had told her, including farewell. How do you say goodbye to someone you've known forever? And thank you, because I'm finally realizing she did the best she could. Then I thought about diamonds, about how something so beautiful can be produced from high heat and high pressure, how it leaves behind countless drill holes, an unsightly but essential reminder of the painstaking journey. I'm still digging, not to bury the past or to map out the present, but to find a place of acceptance, that there are some things that I can't control or change. I'm not certain, but I think that's where freedom lives.